And it is time once again to be joined by Father Chris Alar. His new book is Understanding the Sacraments. And if you tuned in last week, we told you that this week we are going to the source and the summit of our faith. We could spend a lifetime trying to understand this sacrament. Father Alar is going to give us an overview understanding of the Holy Eucharist. Father Alar, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Father Alar, even at my age, and I've been a Catholic for more than 50 years, and I am on my knees and looking every Sunday as the priest elevates the Eucharist, and I recognize the source and the summit of our faith, and to realize that I am before Christ right now, it can be overwhelming to understand and think that's what's happening in church. The source and the summit of our faith is uniquely believed in a certain way within the Catholic Church, that it is not a symbol, but it is in fact the body and blood of Jesus Christ. How did we even come to that understanding?
Yeah, most people don't understand that, think about it logically this way. Our bodies need a bath, so do our souls. That's confession. Our bodies need food or it's going to die. So does our soul. And true soul food is Holy Communion. Now, obviously, the strongest passage is John 6, where, unless you eat the flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. But even if we look at that deeper, it's pretty powerful because the scriptures are mostly written in Greek. And in the Greek, the word used is trigon, which means to literally chew or to gnaw with your teeth. This is literal. 1 Corinthians 11:27, it says to receive unworthily brings condemnation. That means this is not just a symbol. That means this is really something that can bring condemnation. God's not going to condemn us for eating a piece of pizza irreverently. But, it's different with the Eucharist. And, another one that sticks me out in the Aramaic, if you say to eat the flesh and drink the blood of somebody, that meant to persecute or assault them. Now, why would Jesus offer this type of person eternal life? He didn't. He said, trigon, which means you literally eat. It wasn't an expression. The expression in Aramaic, if you eat the flesh and drink the blood of someone, that means that you persecute or assault them. That's the symbolic, figurative language. He's speaking literally here because the verb uses trigon. And so the priesthood that brings us the Eucharist, is throughout the book of Revelation. We talk about this. The first 11 chapters of the book of Revelation are like liturgy of the word. The priest emerges at the altar, reveals the contents of the book. In 13 through 22 is liturgy of the Eucharist, where people are fed the manna, the bread from heaven. And check this out. Go to the book of Revelation. It says the chalices are filled with wine, and the wine is turned into blood. And so, if that doesn't tell you right there the literal meaning of the body and blood of Christ, how much more do you need?
Exactly. And Father Alar, Christ instituted these sacraments and Christ gave us the Eucharist at that Last Supper. But is the Eucharist in our understanding of it and the way that Christ presented it to the apostles at the Last Supper, would the Jews of that time understood as well what Christ's actions were at the Last Supper or at the giving of his body on the cross? That is the Eucharist something new in the New Testament, or does it draw upon ancient traditions as well?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, the Greek, we hear the term anamnesis. This really means to make present. Now, when Jesus said, do this in memory of me, he didn't mean, talk about it, gather together once in a while and talk about it. He's basically saying this is to be made present for all ages. And this is why at the Mass, we're at Calvary, as Christ is paying our debt to sin. Remember, why did Jesus die on the cross? The penalty for sin is death. When you sin or I sin, we deserve to die. And somebody's got to die. Well, Christ paid that debt. And so now he gives himself to us. It's like, you know, the bride and the groom. The book of Revelation says Jesus is the groom and the church is his bride. And so Christ is giving himself as the groom to his bride, the church, in marriage, in Holy Communion. And, you know, when you're walking up that aisle for Mass, you're making your wedding march. You know, when the bride walks up the aisle, who's waiting for her at the altar? The groom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two become, that night, the two become one. The groom enters into the bride. And it gives life. This is how the church father saw it. The book of Revelation isn't about the rapture of the Antichrist. You know, John told us, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. And so, you know, he's comparing this to the Passover lamb. So you asked about, would the apostles have understood this? Yes, they would have understood it with Passover, because the sacrifice of the lamb at Passover and the sacrifice of the Mass are the same. They really are. And, you know, in the Passover sacrifice, the sacrifice lamb had to be eaten or the sacrifice was invalid. And so this is really powerful. I think this is why Jesus told St. Faustina in Diary 1804 that if angels were capable of envy, they would envy man only for two things. One, that we can suffer. They can't. And suffering unites us to Christ on the cross. It's redemptive. And the other thing that would make them envious of man is that we can receive Holy Communion. Mm. So it's very powerful.
Father Alar, also God gives us gifts to help us in our faith, and especially with our understanding of the Eucharist. There are beautiful Eucharistic miracles that we have today to help us understand.
Yeah.
And there is something wonderful that connects even all of those miracles.
Yeah.
Tell us about how we can rely on that to help us in our faith with the Eucharist.
Yeah, all the tested Eucharistic miracles come back as human heart tissue, living, real human heart tissue. And so when the priest says, lift up your hearts, and we say, we lift them up to the Lord, you're getting ready for a heart transplant. You're giving God your stony, hardened heart, and in return, he's giving you his sacred heart. And so I've done talks. Please go to YouTube. One of our most popular talks that I did was on Eucharistic miracles and how they were tested and found to be human DNA, human blood, and most of all, human heart tissue.
Oh, and it's incredible to understand that. Now, for somebody who's looking in on us, trying to learn about our faith and going, they're all lining up there to receive human heart tissue. And they might go, that doesn't sound quite like something very biblical and maybe more like something that, you know, a cannibalism or receiving, eating
right.
of another person. How do you explain that to that listener?
Well, we go back, as I said earlier, in the Aramaic, which is what Jesus would have spoke. If he said to eat the flesh and drink the blood, that meant to persecute or assault someone. Jesus could not have meant that. Literally, this is the word trigon, which literally means to eat with your teeth. So what's he talking about? He's talking literally. It's not an expression. It's not a figurative language, because if he was using that, it would have meant to assault someone, and that's not the way to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And so people say, well, now you're a cannibal. No, because you're not eating the body and blood of Christ as he was on this earth. You're eating the glorified body and blood of Christ after the resurrection. And so this is an important aspect of what we have to know about our faith.
And I appreciate you joining us. We have taken a subject that people have spent years of their life studying. We've broken it down into 10 minutes, and we have done a wonderful job with that. Father Chris, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Now, Father Chris Ehlar joining us today, he mentioned a YouTube video where he dives into those Eucharistic miracles further. I will be sure to add a link where you can find that YouTube video, and that link is going to be on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.